I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Florida is likely to be up for grabs during the 2008 presidential election, and the candidates are likely to pitch a good portion of their campaigns in the state to Latino voters. More than 20% of Florida's residents are Latino, and so what the candidates say about policies toward Latin America is almost certain to get a good going over. Yesterday, The World's Jason Margolis told us about the Cuban vote in Miami. Well, today he examines the range of Latino voters who could tip the balance in Florida this November.
Two words spoken by Barack Obama have stirred up a hornet's nest among Miami's Latino voters.
I would.
That's Obama's response to the debate question, would you engage in direct talks with countries such as Iran, Venezuela, or Cuba? Obama pointed out that speaking to our enemies has been tried before, bearing good results. Ronald Reagan spoke with the Soviets. Still, Obama's answer confused and terrified some of Miami's Latinos.
To talk to Chavez and talk to Ahmadinejad in Iran and to talk to Fidel Castro, it's all the same idea. So there is nothing to talk to him. We have to see a way to bring him completely down and out of Venezuela.
Ernesto Ackerman is the president of the Miami political organization Independent Venezuelan American Citizens. Miami's Venezuelan population has swelled in recent years, as immigrants have fled from Hugo Chavez. I met Ackerman and a few Venezuelans at a restaurant in the Miami neighborhood Doral, recently nicknamed Doralzuela. Ackerman says Obama's willingness to talk to Chavez reflects a naive understanding of life in Venezuela. Ackerman talks about what happened to people who oppose Chavez. They're put on a list.
If you are in that list, which is called La Lista Tascón, you cannot get a job, you cannot get a loan, you cannot get nothing, and you are being prosecuted for anything that you do. So,
most of Miami's Venezuelans and Latinos are similar to Ackerman. That is, they're conservative. Many came to Miami as political refugees, fleeing left-wing administrations in Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Alfonso Oviedo came from Managua in 1979. He's now president of the Nicaraguan social service organization, American Fraternity. Oviedo was a typical immigrant from Nicaragua's upper and middle classes, fleeing Daniel Ortega's Sandinista revolution. Ortega is now back in power. Oviedo says when Obama talks of meeting with other leftist Latin American leaders, he worries that Daniel Ortega will be the next to get a meeting.
By saying that he will go and embrace Hugo Chavez, he is really putting himself out there with the worst enemies America can find. So to us, it's almost unimaginable that he would become a president of the United States.
Oviedo says this is not a partisan issue. He says if he were forced to choose between Senators McCain and Clinton for president...
That's going to be an unfair question because I love Hillary. Hillary's good.
Oviedo says this in part because the Clintons were instrumental in helping pass a law that gave Nicaraguans immigration benefits in the United States. For Hillary Clinton, the foreign policy decisions of the Clinton administration still go a long way in other Latino communities as well.
WSUA 1260 AM, Miami.
Radio Caracol.
The radio station Caracol broadcasts news to Miami's sizable Colombian population. Yoli Cuello hosts the morning news program. She says Miami's Colombians haven't picked their candidate yet, but...
Hillary Clinton is very popular among Hispanics. It's not specifically because he's Hillary Clinton. It's because they like Bill Clinton. He was the one who implemented the Colombian plan.
The Colombia plan sent U.S. dollars and military advisors to help curb drug cultivation and smuggling in Colombia. But that was nearly a decade ago. These days, Colombian businessmen and women gather for a weekly breakfast networking meeting. Community activist Fabio Andrade says Colombians want somebody who will protect their interests today.
South Florida economy is based on trade with Latin America, and it is very important for business owners here in regards to that trade. They understand that. There's no major industry here.
Andrade says the Colombian Americans want a candidate who favors a free trade agreement with Colombia, which is being debated in Congress.
And you're finding that tendency of people moving over to McCain because he's the three candidates left today are the one that is saying he will understand the issue in Colombia, he understands the fight against terrorism because we are fighting against terrorism, and he supports clearly the issue with the free trade agreement.
With so many foreign policy niche issues, appealing to Hispanic voters en masse is a challenge, says Florida International University professor Eduardo Gamara.
Just like many, many years, we argued that it was difficult to gauge, for example, an Italian vote or a Jewish vote or an Irish vote. I think by the same token today, it's very difficult to simply say that there is one Hispanic vote.
And Gamara says most of Miami's Hispanics just don't care that much about foreign policy issues.
The more remote your national origin becomes, and the more generations pass since you first immigrated, the less relevant foreign policy issues are to your vote.
In a recent poll, Miami's Hispanic voters said they are most concerned about the economy, the war in Iraq, then education. Policy towards Latin America is a secondary issue. So a presidential candidate might not need to say the right thing about foreign policy to win the Latino vote. But to lose the Latino vote, a candidate need only say the wrong thing, like, I would. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Miami.